your own disappearing act with Ortho Home Defense and Bug Be Gone. Your choice, two for just $10. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 6th, U.S. only. See store for details.
The Labor Department releasing economic reports for the month of July. Correspondent Chris Barnes has the update.
First, the Commerce Report's personal income increased 0.4% in July, in line with economists' predictions, while personal spending was up 0.3%, which is about 1/10 less than what was predicted. The bumps in both suggest the economy's off to a strong start for the third quarter. Meanwhile, first-time claims for unemployment benefits were up a little last week. The Labor Department saying 236,000 workers filed first-time claims, about 1,000 more than the week before. I'm Chris Barnes.
The largest refinery in the U.S. could potentially be shut down for up to 2 weeks because of Hurricane Harvey, causing a 12% spike in gas prices. Motiva Enterprises in Port Arthur, Texas, will be shut down for an assessment of the plant and damage repairs. The closure is causing gasoline to spike to more than a two-year high today. Gas prices rose above $2 for the first time since 2015. USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
Amazon is being sued for selling ineffective eclipse glasses.
Corey Payne and Kayla Harris of South Carolina say they bought a three-pack of eclipse glasses on Amazon in early August, assuming the glasses would allow them to safely watch the total solar eclipse on August 21st. The lawsuit filed yesterday says Payne and Harris began to experience headaches and eye watering later that day and had impaired vision in the following days. The couple says they didn't look at the sun without the glasses. Amazon has not commented on the lawsuit. The retailer says on August 10th they began to email customers about a recall of solar eclipse glasses that were potentially hazardous. Payne and Harris say they didn't get the email.
The remnants of Tropical Storm Harvey causing tornado problems for Mississippi. Here's Randy Bell.
Forecasters say the best chance of tornadoes will be in northeastern Mississippi. The coast and the Pine Belt already have some tornado damage to clean up. One of those storms yesterday hit downtown Peddle. Mayor Hal Mark says when he first heard about it, he was afraid it was going to be pretty bad.
It was reported as if it was on the ground, and we kind of expected to have worse damage than what we actually saw when we got on scene.
There were only a couple of businesses with roof damage, and some trees were knocked down. On the coast, a possible tornado damaged about a dozen homes near Ocean Springs. Randy Bell in Jackson.
A new British study shows that healthy adults who walk slowly are twice as likely to die of heart disease as people who walk at a rapid rate. The researchers studied more than 400,000 people over a six-year period. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You could say that I'm frustrated. Without a doubt, you could say, the watchdog on Wall Street is frustrated. And, I'll go over all that good stuff. Frustrated with the country as a whole. Frustrated with the current administration. Frustrated with lots of stuff out there, and we will get into it. But we'll save that for later. I have to talk about some of the headline stories out there in the business press. And many of these things I have discussed at length, pointed out to you, told you this stuff was coming, and you're starting to get a little bit out there in the press. They're not able to pull it all together. And in fact, when they try to pull it all together, they get it wrong. Let's start off with this one. Here's how government pension funds are trying to close their $7 trillion funding gap. Yeah. Try as you might, it's not going to happen. Unless you're getting a lot more money, unless you're getting the employees to chip a hell of a lot more money in, that gap is not going to close. We've explained this, and we've told people out there that are getting pensions or might get pensions later on down the road, you just might want to check in to see how solvent your pension fund is. It's funny, in the state of New York, they're actually looking at having a constitutional convention, which would allow basically the dissolution of a lot of these pensions and to change them for all of the government employees. And the government employees are freaking out because they know that cuts are coming. It was an interesting story, too. How long $1 million will last in retirement? And it goes state by state by state. And it points out the states where it's the most expensive to live in when you retire and the least expensive. Number one on the list where your dollar is going to go the longest is Mississippi. 2 being Arkansas. 3, Oklahoma. The most expensive state, Hawaii, California, Alaska, New York, Massachusetts. And it tells you how long your money is going to, how long will $1 million last? Now, in Hawaii, they say, which is the worst, 11 years, 11 months. 11 years, 11 months. But it's funny, if you read the fine print in the article, it doesn't take into consideration you ever going out to dinner or ever doing anything fun or anything out of the ordinary. Great! Super, I'm just going to sit at home and live off my retirement. Are you kidding me? Retirement dread is replacing the American dream. Here, this is off Bloomberg. Bloomberg, very left of center business publication out there. And in this column, Suzanne Woolley, the author, talks about all the problems that we're seeing. And Social Security is looking to run out of money, and Medicare as well, and pensions are exploited. She tells all the things that I have here, but basically she's like, we need to do something about it. What do we need to do? And she has not a clue. Not a clue. She thinks that we can press some button, magic button somewhere, and make it all go away. Or there'll be another government program to make it all go away. And it won't. And it won't. I've been talking about this for over 20 years now and preparing our clients for reality. Reality. What's it really going to be like? What do you want your life to look like? What do you want to do? There was a CNBC column this past week, Why Traditional Investment Strategies Don't Work. And they talk about the investing and in a conservative manner with, good growth stocks and blue chip companies. And it doesn't work anymore because to them, they're saying that the markets have gotten more volatile over the past 20 some odd years with the collapse of the dot-coms and the credit crunch. It makes it more difficult. And I want you to follow me here. They give an example here. They said, consider for a moment a typical American investor, age 60. We'll call him Dave. During his career, Dave worked and saved, but now he's thinking about retirement. After all, he's built a nest egg of a little more than $470,000. And he's getting close to his goal of retiring with $500,000. Even though Dave has already diversified and downshifted into some more conservative stuff, he still thinks he can hit that $500,000 number next year if he sees 8% on his money. And I'm laughing while I'm reading this. He wants to retire next year, and he's still all invested in stocks. He's all in on stocks. And he expects to see 8% next year. Do you understand how stupid this is? This is poison. Again, this is almost like written by somebody who just started like studying for financial planning exam and doesn't have a clue at all. I mean, we explained here on the program, you got to have a 5-year window. What I mean by a 5-year window, 5 years worth of money that you're going to need better be in cash, cash equivalents, super conservative stuff. Yeah, because you know what? Stock sell-offs happen. You know, I explained this in regards to, it was actually a Navy SEAL who explained it to me. And he explained that, you know, when you go on a mission, you do a lot of planning before you go on a mission, you get a map. And your map tells you where you're supposed to go, what you're supposed to do. Now, you get dropped off at your location, and you realize that the map is wrong. The map is wrong. The terrain is completely different. What do you do? Do you stick with the map, or do you actually go with the terrain? I'm here to tell you, and we have been telling you, that the map that has been provided to you by the mainstream media, by the business publications, by schlock brokers and other idiot financial planners out there, is wrong. We've been putting together financial plans for our clients that actually meets the terrain of today. Ultra low interest rates have done untold damage. Untold damage to pensions, to retirement plans, to the way things are done. I was complaining about this, 15 years ago. I'm like, damn Alan Greenspan went into my garage and stole tools, and I don't have them anymore. Things that I used to be able to use. Funny story, this past week, client of ours, was talking about how someone offered him $3 million to sell his business. And we were joking around about it. He doesn't want to sell because he likes his lifestyle. He's got a nice business. He likes his lifestyle. He likes being able to do things, going out to eat. He likes that. He doesn't, if he sells his business and he gets $3 million for his business, he's going to have to put himself on a serious budget. He retires, sells his business for $3 million. If he sticks his money into a CD, he's going to get $30,000 a year. That's it. We've set up people's financial plans. Our goal has been is when you're retired, you want to live off of your portfolio, meaning that you want your portfolio to put off income that you can live off of. We do everything and anything that we can to build up a sizable portfolio for people, so they don't have to dip into principal when they retire. Do you have any idea how difficult that is today? Again, if our client sold his business 20 years ago, he would be making anywhere between, $190,000 to $210,000, $220,000 a year if he put that money into CDs. That's a big damn difference, don't you think? That is the reality of today. That's the terrain. I can't do anything about it. What we can do is prepare for it. And what we can do is we can make adjustments. Now, there's various different things you can do. You can save a hell of a lot more. If you are still stuck to the, I'm going to retire, by the time I'm 62 or 65, then you better be putting away a hell of a lot more money. A lot more money than your parents had to, a lot more money than your grandparents had to. Again, everything that they're shoving down your throat, how shall I put it, is a fugazi. They keep telling you that there's no inflation out there. Yeah, oh, sure, no inflation out there at all. Right, sure, health insurance and healthcare costs up by over 100%, and then some. Everything from tolls to train tickets, you name it, is going up. And I mentioned the only thing that doesn't seem to be going up in price are flat screen TVs, and I only have to buy one of those every 8 to 10 years. So don't stop lying to us, and they're lying to you. And again, that's part of the map that they're giving you. That's BS. That's not the terrain. So you're either going to do that, or you're going to make adjustments elsewhere. You're going to be working longer. You may decide to retire and work a couple days a week. Listen, you want to enjoy life, people. And that's, we say it again and again and again here. Time is the most important thing you have. It is. You want to enjoy it. I work my tail off. I do. I work many, many hours a week. But you know what? I have a good time as well. I spend time with my family. I'm able to spend time with my kids. I'm able to go out with my wife. We're able to go and do things. Yep. Do I still put in crazy hours? Yeah, I do. But that's okay. Everybody, you have to figure out who you are and what you want and what your situation is going to deal with. A lot of people, I'm going to retire. Oh, I'm going to be able to live on this budget. I'm like, are you sure? Are you sure? 8 months, a year later, I should have never retired. I should have never done that. Well, you know what? We can get you back into doing something else. People, again, I'm not selling anybody the sun, the moon, the stars here. Okay? Reality is a friend of mine. I don't avoid reality. It is what it is. Now deal with it. Okay? You want the pie in the sky crap? You know what? Go nuts. But you're going to lose and you're going to be disappointed. You must deal with the terrain at hand. I got a story. We're going to discuss. I'm going to take a quick break right here. We're going to get into it. Basically, exactly what I told you. Rates are not going up. Interest rates aren't going anywhere. CDs are not going anywhere. Sorry, kids. Not going to happen. Banks know this. I'm going to take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. The financial crisis, we just did a white paper on this, and it's absolutely free at our website at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com as well. Free consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, everything at our website is absolutely free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, or you can give us a call, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. The media tells us how bad things are because of Trump's rhetoric. Do you think so? In 2004, I was exiting a President Bush rally. By happenstance, there were several classes of elementary school-aged children. Their teachers and a few parents were walking out with me. We were met by protesters screaming outrageous vulgarities. Their signs read the same. In 2006, I was walking beside a Republican float passing out candy. A mother instructed her three young children, "Don't you take any candy from those folks," I can't say that word. I could go on with examples I've seen from the years of volunteerism, but let me just offer you one final one. At a town hall gathering this week, I watched a crowd of leftists rudely hissing at an 8-year-old Girl Scout, an award recipient, when she expressed excitement for a coming trip to the White House and a chance to meet the President of the United States. So I ask you, is President Trump's temperament the problem? Obviously not. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
Smart home technology, meet beautiful window coverings. Introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Automated shades that open and close at the touch of a button. Budget Blinds has been in business for over 25 years and is North America's number one provider of custom window coverings. And Lutron is the most established name in smart home technology. So, now you can expect the best in both fashion and function with our beautifully styled smart shades. Choose from an extensive designer selection of fabrics, colors, and textures from traditional to contemporary. Our smart shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get high style and expert service for every budget. Get smart shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
No. When it comes to your finances, when it comes to people's financial plan, no, I do not believe in magic. I believe in math. Yeah. No magic, just math. It should be a good tagline for Markowski Investments. No magic, just math. Told you this was the case. You think rates are going up, do you? Oh, really? Really? The percentage of bank assets that will not mature or change rates for more than 5 years reached a new high in the second quarter. What does that mean? What did Markowski just say? What? What this is saying is that banks do not think rates are going anywhere. If they did think that rates were actually going to go somewhere, why would they be giving out so many loans? If a bank is able to get money for X and they're able to lend money out for Y, what they make in between, we'll call it Z. That's the profit. You get it? So if they think that the rates are going to go up and they're still able to get money at low rates, why wouldn't they hold off and wait to get a bigger Z? Does that make sense? Of course it does. Banks aren't stupid, and they know that rates aren't going anywhere. We've told you that rates aren't going anywhere. In fact, let me give everybody a lesson here. Okay, here's a dose of reality. You've been told by Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke and Janet Yellen and Larry Summers and all the Wizards of Smart that all of this cheap money has been just wonderful, you, and it saved the economy. And it's, wow, it's made life so much better for everyone. How? How has ultra-low interest rates made your life better? Now, don't say, I've said this before, don't say it made your mortgage less money. You might think it did, but actually it didn't. Because if mortgage rates were higher, the price you would have paid for the house would have been lower. That's reality. That's just how the world works. It's an inverse relationship. Most people don't get it. You were told, we were pitched, pitch that ultra-low interest rates was going to save us all. You small business owners out there, how many small business owners out there have gone out and tried to get a loan? Did they ask you to hand your firstborn over and you can get your firstborn back after you pay them back? Yeah, pretty much. Hey, guys, I've been in business for over 20 years. And it's hard for me. It's hard for anybody. The only people that have had an easy time borrowing money are Fortune 500 companies, U.S. Chamber of Commerce, gigantor businesses, and of course, the United States government. Who has benefited more than anyone else due to ultra-low interest rates? The U.S. government, the power center, Washington, D.C. This is how it works, guys, and this is why interest rates are not going anywhere. Our government borrows money over and over and over and over again. When they borrow money, they use that money to pay off the people that they borrowed money from before. It's like using one credit card to pay off another credit card. The problem is they keep adding to it. They keep adding to it. Oh, that debt ceiling stuff. And we'll talk about that later on in the program, right? If interest rates were to rise, then the cost of borrowing money would go up. What that would do to our nation's budget. Boom! That is exactly what happened to Greece. Greece is borrowing money, going right along, borrowing money at the rates that pretty close to the rates that the Germans are borrowing money for. And all of a sudden, people are like, why are we lending money to Greece at these rates? This is insane. Rates go through the roof. Wow. If interest rates were just to go back to a normal level, 5-6%, what that would do to our budget would be devastating. So again, ultra low interest rates are not about you. How could they be about you? All you responsible people out there, you can't get any return on your money, can you? Can't get any return on your money. Can't borrow any money. What good has it done you? Nothing. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. It's benefited the power structure. It's benefited Washington, D.C. It's not going anywhere. This wasn't long ago. These central banks were pushing interest rates to negative levels. And make no bones about it, if the economy starts to tank, they'll head in that direction. They will head in that direction. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Your guide through the terrain. Reality. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
One of those containers has been involved, and the product in that container has started to degrade. That happened early this morning. We fully expect that the other eight containers will do the same thing.
A spokesman for Arkema Incorporated Chemical Plant talking about their containers of cold temperature organic peroxides that have begun to explode. After an explosion near midnight, 15 officers had to be rushed to the hospital complaining of irritation. Here's the Harris County Sheriff.
They're non-toxic irritants. It's basically they're inhaling just smoke from the fire itself, that it's nothing toxic.
Patients at Baptist Hospital in Beaumont, Texas are being evacuated after the entire city's water system has failed. The statement the hospital said, due to the citywide lack of services, we have no other alternative but to discontinue all services, including emergency services. More than 200 patients will be transferred to other acute care facilities in southeast Texas. USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government.
So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Monday. Oh, yeah, Monday. That was the eclipse day, right? Eclipse day. That was, it was like a bad firework here in New York. It looked like it got a little cloudy out. It wasn't cloudy out. It was a dud. A dud. What was everybody getting all excited about? What was it? Total Eclipse of the Heart was the song. I said, why don't we go with New Moon on Monday by Duran Duran? I thought that was a better choice. Anyway, welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Big C, I told you so moment here, kids. Mutual funds mark down Uber investments by up to 15%. Again, I don't know why this is even allowed, but it is. Because it's just ripe with all sorts of fraud. mutual funds out there own shares, which they're not tradable. They're not tradable shares of Uber. And certain mutual funds out there are coming to the realization that we got to be start being slightly honest with our investors, and these things are not worth what we said they were. And they've marked them down by 15%. It was funny. One of the fund companies out there, BlackRock, marked them up. Marked them up. And I'm saying to myself, how do you mark these things up? Uber did, what, $3 billion in revenues, lost $3 billion, and has about $7 billion in cash. So unless Uber fixes its business model, but quick, it's going to run out of money. And you tell me what tinkering one needs to do to make a ride-sharing service, moving someone from point A to point B, more profitable. It should be profitable already. If you're not making money on moving person from point A to point B, well, then you go out of business, do you not? It's not a new business out there. Taxis, yellow taxis all over the world have worked just fine. What Uber has done is they come up with an app and they found out a way to make these lose money. It's fascinating to me. It really is. It's extraordinary. But again, this is a big fugazi. You're starting to see a lot of the investors in Silicon Valley, they're starting to get nervous. And, oh, they're doing a big CEO search for Uber. And guess whose name they came up with? One of the names, Jeff Immelt. Jeff Immelt is former CEO of General Electric. Now, you take a look at the stock price of General Electric during the tenure of Jeff Immelt. It looks like, well, you know, not a double diamond, but most certainly a diamond trail when you're going skiing. Down. It's the exact opposite of Jack Welch's tenure. Why are you going to bring in Jeff Immelt? Why? They're also looking at Meg Whitman as well. They need to do something to give this company some aura of acceptance. They have to be able to sell it to the greater fools. Who are the greater fools? All the people out there that buy this at the IPO price. Unless, of course, they price it well below what they're pricing it today. You see, Wall Street, and I have explained this here on the program, they learned their lesson after they got caught after the dot-com scam, and they found a better way of ripping the American people off. They figured we could use private equity and private stock for an extended period of time, layer the valuations of these companies up to a ridiculous level, then sell them to the general public, when the general public will then lose their shirts. I mean, we did that during the dot-coms, but at least during the dot-coms, you were able to get into companies at a much, much lower valuation. Go back and take a look at what Google went public for. The market capitalization. Amazon, there's no comparison. What if they priced Uber right now? They're giving it a valuation of $69 billion? Let me ask you a question. Here's a decision for you. If you had $69 billion to spare, would you buy every share of Google and own the thing outright? Would you? Now, juxtaposition. If you had, I don't know, $850 billion to spare and could buy every share of Apple, would you buy it? I would. I would sit, Apple's sitting on close to $300 billion in cash and does about, what, $200 billion in revenue a year? I'm going to go with that one. Again, all of these things are an attempt. It's all a really, really perverse game of musical chairs. Now, what we just saw, the mutual funds mark down these stock prices. It's going to happen with more of these private companies in Silicon Valley. They're running out of chairs. They're running out of chairs in the perverse game of musical chairs. Don't be a sucker. When they take these things public, don't be a sucker. Don't be the next Snapchat kid, okay? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
night. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
The largest custom window covering company in North America, with over 25 years in business, has teamed up with the most established name in smart home technology. Together, we're introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Now, opening and closing your shades with a touch of a button is easier than ever. Program them to open and close for safety, energy savings, and peace of mind. They work with so many smart home devices. You can control them from anywhere in the world with your smartphone. And since they're cordless, they're a great choice for kids and pets. Smart Shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get style and service for every budget. Get Smart Shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
This song bothers me. You're not at a payphone. Nobody goes to a payphone. Kids don't even know what payphones are. Kind of a side note story. I try to explain to kids sometimes what they're doing wrong when I'm coaching lacrosse. And I remember explaining to a kid, I said, kid, you're dodging inside a phone booth. And again, I'm trying to make the point that he's not taking a big enough cut or changing direction. He's kind of not moving much at all. Like he's in a phone booth. And kids look at me like, well, what's a phone booth, coach? Anyway, I digress. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. We've had some volatility in the markets, sell off of 2%, then all of a sudden CNBC says insiders are buying in. Then the big banks say, oh my God, you could expect a correction. Oh no, what is going to happen next? What is going to happen? What will Trump say? What will he do? It's volatile times. Here come the Bears. The Bears. The Bears. Remember that skit from Saturday Night Live? Yeah, my daughter used to be deathly afraid of bears. I never understood why. This is when she was young. She's pretty much not afraid of anything. But when she was younger, she was afraid of bears, and I tried to explain to her just how irrational that was, unless, of course, you happen to come in contact with a real one. Odds of that were not too great where we lived in Florida at the time. But anyway, you know, you take a look at the markets, and I try to explain this to people, and it's a difficult thing to explain. People trying to time the markets, trying to guess what is going to happen next. And you could take a look over the past year, past 18 months, and seeing some of the volatility. And not only the volatility, the chattering classes and the experts and the pundits and the crap that came out of people's mouths after various different events, whether it be Brexit or whether it be Donald Trump getting elected. It didn't make any difference. The world was going to end. Stock market's going to crash. We're all going to die. Yeah. Listen, these experts, these people that are out there, they're not so smart. Listen, you can watch a business program out there and be like, hey, look, it's Bob Jones. He called it. He said that the market was due for a sell-off. Hey, Bob, I bet you're feeling pretty good right now. Why don't you take a look at Bob's track record, huh? Why don't you take a look at his track record, see how well he's done. Your portfolio relies on this buy, sell, hold nonsense. Do yourself a favor. Get off the stupid hamster wheel, for crying out loud. You're trying to forecast the market. You know what it is? It's a vicious cycle. It's an addiction. And like all addictions, what are addictions? Downward spirals. You market chasers are no different than casino gamblers. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. We do have to take a break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Our latest white paper out on the financial, retirement crisis. Get it absolutely free. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. It's 3 a.m. I must be lonely, huh?
She says, baby. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Listen, I've said it here before. I said you want to try to time the market. You're better off going to a casino. At least they'll give you a free drink when you lose money. Maybe get a buffet or something like that. And I am not the gambling type at all. I don't dig casinos. I'm not kidding. I've never been to Vegas. Never been to Las Vegas. People keep telling me I should go. I'll go see the shows and go see the restaurants are great. I just don't like the gambling part. It is what it means. If I could bet on myself, if they had a casino where you could bet on yourself, where you could like go up to someone and say, I bet you I could do this or I bet you I could do that, that would be fun. That would be fun. But yeah, no, I never got into the whole gambling thing ever. Because again, we don't believe in magic. We believe in math and we understand the math. Eventually you will leave all of your money at the casino. It is. You might be doing well for a period of time, but eventually you're going to lose. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Okay. Unless, of course, you can count cards. We'll take that. And, you know, they catch you now. They figure out ways people are doing that. Anyway, the reality is that all of these corrections, all of these things that they try to scare you, what's going to happen? I actually got a few emails. There was that, like the story. Some of the investment banks warning that we could see a market sell-off. So let there be a market sell-off. A little correction, 10%. Whoop-de-doo-dah. Big deal. Big whoop. Who cares? If you have your financial plan done the right way, you're going to take a look at it as an opportunity. Listen, I try, and we talked about this early in the program, I try to get people geared into the goal-oriented investing and having one's portfolio managed in the service of life's goals instead of trying to beat the market. But hey, listen, you're told all the time, you can beat the market, double-digit returns, go to the Trading Academy. Listen to me, I've got the magic touch. Financial guru explains all. They're all temptations. They're all temptations. I get it. Listen, guys, you want to use the little secret, beating the market. Here's secret. I gave some numbers here. I actually said a piece that I wrote several years ago, and I compiled the numbers for then. It was the Dow Jones Industrial Average from January 2000 all the way up to April of 2006. And if you invested in January of 2000, I had some downturns after that, did we not? In the Dow, just the Dow index, you would have seen a gain of 12%, including dividends. But instead, if you decided to invest $100 every month, or $1,000, or it doesn't make any difference, I'll just use $100. From January 2000 to April 26, you know what your return would have been? 23%. Hey, a little dollar cost averaging, right? Most people don't even know what that is. They don't even pay attention to it. One of the things we try to teach people is to pay yourself every single month. Pay yourself every single month. And what you're paying yourself shouldn't be something that is going to break you. I must break you, Ivan Drago. No, you don't want something to break you. You still have got to live your life. You still have got to go enjoy your family, do things. You don't want the payment to yourself to be an undue burden in the sense that you stop doing it. Does that make sense? It's kind of like people who start working out at the gym. They start working out at the gym. You know what they start doing? They get in over their heads. They get in over their heads and they start working out. I'm going to get myself in shape. I'm worked out. And then they start saying, I'm going to go for 3 hours a day or I'm going for 2 hours a day. I'm like, no, you don't want to do that because then they burn themselves out. You have to be realistic. So you come up with an amount that you can afford every single month and you pay yourself. Many times that money could be taken out of your paychecks and goes into one of your 401ks or retirement plan. Or you can do it outside of that as well. That's when dollar cost averaging will really work. And when the market drops off, you're looking at it saying, hey, look at this. Look at everything that I'm getting on sale at this point in time. This is some of the things that you can do that will help you beat the market. People who do this and invest in this fashion are not looking, oh, gee whiz, I don't know. Those couple analysts at the firm said things could be getting rough. Maybe we should sell everything right now. Really? Really? You know that that's going to actually happen. And you know the right time to get back in too, do you? Well, that's nice. You'd be the first person in the world that's ever been able to do that. Don't be that guy. Don't be that girl. Don't. You know how many people out there sold everything during the financial crisis and are still sitting in cash, or did even worse, decided to go out and buy coins or something like that? Are you kidding? Again, you have to constantly rebalance your portfolio. I get that. You have to obviously pay attention with what's in your portfolio, which will further help you to maximize your returns. Gee whiz, this portion of my portfolio was at 10%. Now it's at 17%. We've got to get it down to 10 again. So we take that 7 and we reallocate it in other areas. And again, to quote Crash Davis in Bull Durham, don't think it only hurts the ball club. Don't deviate from following the rules. You have an asset allocation set up. I don't care what you think is going to happen with that asset class. You rebalance. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get your financial plan done the right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5980. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
One of those containers has been involved, and the product in that container has started to degrade. That happened early this morning. We fully expect that the other 8 containers will do the same thing.
A spokesman for Arkema Incorporated Chemical Plant talking about their containers of cold temperature organic peroxides that have begun to explode. After an explosion near midnight, 15 officers had to be rushed to the hospital complaining of irritation. Here's the Harris County Sheriff.
They're non-toxic irritants. It's basically they're inhaling just smoke from the fire itself, that it's nothing toxic.
Patients at Baptist Hospital in Beaumont, Texas, are being evacuated after the entire city's water system has failed. The statement the hospital said, due to the citywide lack of services, we have no other alternative but to discontinue all services, including emergency services. More than 200 patients will be transferred to other acute care facilities in Southeast Texas. USA Radio News.
All day long you hear ads for prostate pills, all promising to end your prostate troubles fast and easy. But how do you know which pills really work and which ones are garbage? The answer is ProstateReport.com. We took every prostate pill on the market, all the top brands, and spent a fortune to have them laboratory tested to see what is really in each brand. The results were jaw-dropping. You'll be shocked when you see what garbage some of the leading brands are really selling you. So go to ProstateReport.com and see the lab reports and reviews the prostate pill companies don't want you to see. Find out which pills really work and which ones are just a big waste of money. This website is already a blockbuster, and right now, this information is still absolutely free. So say goodbye to your prostate problems once and for all. Go to ProstateReport.com. That's ProstateReport.com.